You're listening to SBS News.
Colonel Bruno Uliak has almost 40 years' experience fighting fires across Europe and South America. But he says he was still shocked when he came face to face with Australia's devastating bushfires. The veteran of last year's horror Amazonian rainforest fires and the recent Siberian wildfires is in Australia with his team to assist in bushfire fighting efforts. But he said his team was still grappling with the sheer size of the Australian crisis.
It's an amazing fire what we never deal with, and we need to respect what the Australian firefighter did and still doing every day.
Colonel Uliak and his team of five French firefighting experts are working with their Australian counterparts and have already been on the ground in Victoria as bushfires rage across the state. They will now be deployed to New South Wales to share best practice and evaluate the scale of the French bilateral assistance that could be deployed in the next few weeks should Australian authorities request such support. Last week, French President Emmanuel Macron said he'd spoken to Prime Minister Scott Morrison to offer French aid in dealing with the bushfires. French Ambassador Christophe Panu said there was great emotion in France concerning the bushfires.
Because of the scale of the fires, the loss of human life, the terrible devastation of wildlife, the material destruction of houses, farms, and so many things, I think French people are very moved.
Colonel Bruno Uliak believes firefighters around the world are like a family.
If our brother and sister from Australia need some help, we will arrive. The Anzac troops were very involved in France during the First World War and the Second World War. And you pay a bill, you pay a very important tribute for that. And we need to respect that, and that's why also we are here to support you.
Colonel Pierre Chalet is also part of the French team and said even 45 years on the job had not prepared him for the scale of the Australian bushfire crisis.
So when we arrived last week, we had the confirmation that we were about to see something completely unusual that none of us had known before, even in his long operational experience.
He said in Europe, fires are considered big when they cover around 1,000 hectares.
In Australia, we have learned to make a different count with millions of hectares. It changes completely the philosophy and the operational practice that you have to implement in these situations. We saw fires that did not walk. We see fires who run about 10 kilometres per hour. We never saw this.
The support doesn't end with the firefighting experts. French communities are taking action in a show of solidarity. Teachers and students from the Jacques Brel College in Villers-Bretonneux have written a letter of support to 36 fire stations in Australia, honouring the historical ties between the Somme and Australia since World War I. Volunteers in Cherbourg Octeville are knitting bags for Australian animals injured by the bushfires, while a French clothing company has launched a koala-themed sweatshirt to help animals, with a quarter of its price donated to an Australian association. Colonel Bruno Uliak said that while his team is in Australia to help, they have much to learn.
I mean, you are very resilient people. You got so many fires since long time. You got so many urge fire and you still continue to learn about, to fight about, and it's very interesting. You are a resilient people and we learned a lot with that.
His colleague Colonel Scheller couldn't agree more.
We were amazed because these girls and the guy have been working for 4 months without stopping. And we know that it's very difficult to keep the energy and the will to work after some weeks on duty. I think that it's difficult to see where is the end of this period. So it asks really very strong mental skills, and we are full of respect.
Nakari Thorpe, SBS News.